Mr. President, you've told me, suggested, don't pay attention to the blogs, don't listen to talk radio. Don't
President Obama encouraging all the lawmakers in that room, all the senators, to turn us off. Don't pay attention to the echo chamber, but we're going to use our authority to be able to essentially turn off the president's feed for now. We're still going to monitor it, and we're going to keep a close watch on the questions that Senate Democrats in that caucus ask the president. We will turn around the sound as it gets more interesting. But again, for the second time in the last 15 minutes, another emphatic expression by the president about health care and the need to get a complicated bill done because it is a complex process. Join us again, Democratic strategist Karen Finney and Republican strategist Matt Welch. Matt, I'll start with you. What did you make of it? And again, the overall message, the president is putting his cards on the table, essentially saying to his caucus, we have to get it done. We cannot do it piecemeal as far as health care is concerned.
First, I should just correct my identifier. I'm neither a Republican nor a strategist. I just throw bombs from the sidelines. But what I take from it is, again, even though he's claiming that he wants to ignore politics for a year, as if any politician ever has been able to do that, the actual content of the speech is producing politics. He wants to be able to say, we're trying to get something done, and the Republicans are blocking us and preventing us and being the party of no. We're trying to be bipartisan, and I'm going to demonstrate that bipartisanship by bashing on Republicans and intransigence. And at the same time, I think he's making the same mistake that he made in the State of the Union. He refuses to acknowledge the degree to which the health care proposal in particular and Obamanomics writ large, which can also be called Bushonomics in his late-term presidency too, is genuinely unpopular. Americans are anxious, and rightly so, about the growth and size of government right now.
Karen?
Yeah, I have to say, as one of the 43 million people who doesn't have health care, I'm glad that he's not backing off on health care, and I think it's an important message. Again, this idea that he campaigned on a set of principles, and he's going to keep those promises and keep working on those promises. The other thing that I thought was so important, I mean, Matt, I take issue with what you said. I mean, essentially, what he said here today in front of the Democrats is the same thing that he said in front of the Republicans, is very similar to what he said during the State of the Union. So in terms of, you know, sort of holding feet to the fire, I think he's doing it both with Republicans and Democrats. And I think that's important. And I do think reminding both parties that this is about getting something done. I mean, if you look at the Tea Party movement and the Netroots Nation movement, at the end of the day, coming from very different perspectives, they're pushing for results. And sometimes when you turn on the television and you see what's going on here in Washington, you don't see results getting made. You see a lot of bickering back and forth.
MSNBC political analyst Richard Wolff, it seemed like his remarks today are the remarks that House Democrats have been waiting for the president to make ever since that election in Massachusetts. House Speaker Pelosi says, look, if you can get the Senate to pass these fixes, even through reconciliation, we can then go ahead and pass the Senate health care bill as is. We can get you the votes. But the House Democrats have been frustrated because they felt like the White House is not lighting a fire under the Senate. That seemed to change today.
Yeah, I think it changed today and also changed in the State of the Union. There were lots of references to the House having done something and for him waiting for the Senate to do something, and not just on health care. Remember, what was topic A today was actually about jobs and small businesses. This is the jobs package, the second stimulus, if you will, that the House voted on earlier, late last year, and the Senate is supposed to be picking up now. So that's the priority here, get the Senate to do something on the economy, obviously, to try and find a path through on health care. And find this different tone. The politics, in spite of what the president said about everyone tuning out politics, the politics is important. This White House is pivoting to a more reasonable, open-handed approach to Republicans, because that's clearly what independent voters want to see.
But, you know, Richard, adding to that, I think part of what we're seeing is that the politics matter also among Democrats. I mean, when you have Pelosi saying one thing and Reid saying another thing, that does not seem like a party that is ready to lead. So I think part of what you're seeing coming from the White House is just taking a stronger hand, frankly, with Congress in general. I think he admitted that he gave them a lot of leeway in the beginning, and now he's going to try to pull some of that back and really press both sides to get something done.
And now, Welch, wouldn't you acknowledge that the president is perhaps the most effective spokesperson that the Democrats have? I mean, there was even some Democrats who were suggesting, look, they should plant some awfully tough questions in the session so the president can leverage this and say, look, here's what the issue really is, in the manner that he did last Friday.
Well, at this point, being the best spokesman for the Democratic Party is like, I don't know.
Here it comes.
I'll just save it. It's not a good season for Democrats. Let's just put it like that. Now, I think Obama has not been a particularly effective salesman. He certainly wasn't with a health care reform reform package. And he read, I think, the country wrong in saying, well, my problem is I didn't explain it good enough. He's out there every day explaining stuff. He's campaigning for candidates who aren't winning. He's still much better than Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, for sure. But he himself is losing effectiveness because he is equating getting something done with getting something good done. There's a huge difference between those two things, and I think the American people are detecting that difference, and he is not. And that's a tension that's fundamental in 2010 as we look forward.
Matt Welch, Karen Finney, and Richard Wolff, we're going to keep you around. We're going to take a very quick break. The president did say something fascinating also a few moments ago about some of the transparency getting lost in the process in the Senate and paying a price for it. He took some responsibility for that. We will talk about that on the other side of this break. You're watching MSNBC.